This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What is the future of news gathering on a truly local level? That's what people in Ann Arbor are asking, with word that the Ann Arbor Chronicle, an online news site, will be ending regular publication next month. September is also the Chronicle's six-year anniversary. Mary Morgan is co-founder of the Ann Arbor Chronicle, along with her husband, Dave Askins. Mary, why pull the plug now?
Well, 6 years is a long time to be doing as much as we did. We have been talking about it for probably 6 years, whether we had the stamina to do something like the enterprise that the Chronicle is. And so we felt like we had been doing a very strong job, but we had just reached a point where we didn't feel like that was something we wanted to do anymore.
Could you have kept it going if you'd wanted to? Meaning, was there enough support from advertisers and from readers to keep the Chronicle going?
Yes, it wasn't a financial issue. There was no crisis, no financial crisis that precipitated the decision. We really could, and I think David wrote this in the column that announced the news, continue indefinitely as long as we were willing to put in the amount of effort that it took. And that was really the question for us. Do we want to be doing this 5 years, 10 years from now? And the answer was no.
Was there no way to bring in other reporters and other news people to maybe lighten the load for you and Dave a little bit? They're available.
Well, that's the question that we get asked. People say, well, could you have used interns? Could you have used more freelancers? We looked at what it would cost us and the revenues that we would need to raise to get to that point, to comfortably be able to bring people on and take the load off us. And the question was, we knew a strategy of how to get at that to that level, and we just didn't really want to. Fundamentally, I am not a salesperson, although I did have responsibility for the advertising. And we were shifting more of our, as a percentage, more of our support, revenue support to subscribers, which was good. But I just really wasn't interested in taking that on and the effort that it would have to take in order to get us to a revenue level that was sustainable with a staff. And also, I was a manager at the original Ann Arbor News, and I think I'm a pretty good manager, but that's not what I love to do. And so that was another factor in that as well.
The Ann Arbor News, of course, closed down in favor of that digital print version, so it morphed. That was in 2009, and as you say, you were a business editor there. And I'm wondering what all of this says, that if the Ann Arbor News is now morphed into this reduced digital print version, and if you feel that the Chronicle was just too much demand, now what? I mean, what is the future, do you think, of true local news for cities like Ann Arbor?
Well, I think that's the question that everyone is asking and trying to answer. And I think that makes this a really fascinating time to be in this business because there is no clear answer to that question. And frankly, in a certain sense, I don't really care about a lot of the pieces of news that, for example, sports coverage or the spot news crime, a lot of the feature entertainment stuff. I think that's going to be handled in different ways, and that'll sort itself out because there are a lot of eyeballs and there are a lot of advertisers that are interested in that space. But what I am concerned about is local government, and that's really what we made our bread and butter, and we got a very strong response to that. Somewhat to my surprise, when we first started out with the concept, mm-hmm. people were – they couldn't imagine that that would be something that would be sustainable. But I'm concerned about the future of that, and I think that there's a parallel concern with civic engagement, and I would like to figure out maybe what kind of a hybrid could evolve that would address both of those issues, and that's really where I'm interested in spending some energy.
How many unique visitors did the website draw every month?
We drew between 40 and 50,000 a month.
So there is an appetite out there for this local news.
There is an appetite for it. And I think that it's really proof of concept in a lot of ways, what we did, that if you're committed to it, if you're in perhaps we had a particular community that was motivated and interested in that particular topic, and I don't know if that would translate to other communities. Maybe it would. But yes, it's something that I think that people are interested in, and that's one of the cries of distress that we hear now, that what's going to happen with that kind of coverage that we did, the in-depth coverage of a lot of government entities that weren't covered before.
And really, it's a story, as we know, that's being repeated from across the country, where local news isn't getting the in-depth coverage. And at what price do you feel that we pay as local news gatherers wither away?
Well, I think there's far less engagement. And I think it's a question of what comes first. Do you have the information out there and that's what causes people to get engaged? Or do you have the citizens demanding it and that's what brings it from the news organizations? I really wish there were more clamoring for that kind of coverage. I hope that the people who are upset that we're closing are also going to clamor for that, and that something else will evolve, more coverage as opposed to less coverage. I sort of fear that without us there to push the other news organizations, that they might just drop off the minimal coverage that they do have. So that's something I'm going to be watching too.
Do you think this presents opportunities for the youngsters coming out of journalism school and out of writing programs, maybe with a different look at news gathering and news coverage?
I would hope so. I haven't seen as much of that as I thought I would. I think it's difficult for people who are just starting out in the community. They've probably been trained by traditional journalists, and I'm not sure that that's going to be the best kind of training for them. We didn't do, I think, what a lot of people would call traditional journalism. We did, in some ways, more research projects or white papers. We had very much a fact-based, this is what happened. We didn't tell stories. We didn't collect quotes. We very much based it on what was happening in the world and our observation of it and description of it. And I think that's very different. We appealed more to librarians than I think journalists in terms of people who wanted to do the kind of work that we did, which is interesting.
It certainly seems as you look ahead that you and Dave are not going to be divorced from news and from caring about what's happening on that governmental level. You're just going to try to find a way of doing it that doesn't suck up all your life, right?
And first, I would stress that we're going to try and take a breather.
and am I correct that the day that the AnnArborChronicle.com is going to end regular publication is also your wedding anniversary?
It is indeed.
All syncs up very nicely, doesn't it? Mary Morgan is co-founder of the AnnArborChronicle.com news site, ceasing regular publication on September 2nd after 6 years. Mary, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.